Welcome back to the show where two men are feeling very ranty. Rob, dare I ask, how are you?
Well, right now I'm all right.
Are you sure?
I've had moments of discontent throughout the week, I'd say.
Discontent is an understatement for one of the subjects, but the fact that you've asked me to add another subject for you to rant about today is a little bit concerning.
Which I didn't even tell you about, I just said add this.
I've got no idea about this, but excluding the ranty stuff, how are you doing?
I'm good, excluding that, yeah. Always good.
Are you having withdrawals like I am from Helldivers?
Yeah, I went on earlier before I came here to see if the new battle thingy had dropped yet. Because it's going to come out today, it hadn't yet.
Oh no, it hadn't when I logged on there at lunchtime.
And
I hadn't seen it.
I played for I did an easy mission yesterday.
Mm. Oh good, well yeah, I played at lunchtime. I had a couple of missions, did an ICBM and did the geological survey mission on the bugs, and it is much harder now on medium as a single player.
That's all it was offering me, is geological surveys. On easy, was it on easy?
I see, I'm on medium at the moment, and it was geological surveys, ICBMs, destroy Tyranid structures, and that's about it for the moment, so yeah.
We're going to fail the next major order. There's only a day left, and we've only got one out of the four planets we're supposed to have done. Yeah. I think we're purposely going to... But all that stuff that happened the last few days with the Sony stuff, I think people
didn't play. I was just
going to
say, so let's quickly cover that off. So Sony jumped the shark somewhat, suddenly saying that if you're a Steam player, we always intended on doing this, you need to sign up for a PlayStation Network account to be able to play your game on Steam, which there was a lot of angry people about that, fine. But at the same time, actually, going back and thinking about it now, if I want to play an EA game, I've got to create an Origin account. If I want to play a Bethesda game, I've got to create a Bethesda account. It's so commonplace now.
The problem people had is that Sony don't let people make PSN accounts in certain countries.
Which is true. However, when it goes to create account, you can choose any country you want and it doesn't care. So they could have just set it as America.
But then the thing is, that's then against Sony's terms of service. So then you could potentially just get banned from Helldivers.
Okay, fair. Yeah, because you've set yourself as American and you've got an IP in, let's say, Bolivia.
Yeah, that's what everyone's issue was. They're implementing stuff which could then actually take away the ability for people who own the game to be able to play it at all.
Yeah, okay, which
they haven't rolled that back, by the way. They've stopped people needing it,
yeah,
but they've still removed the game from a load of countries that previously had it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That, as far as I'm aware, hasn't been rolled back yet.
I'm sure it will be, because the backlash, all the videos on TikTok, Helldivers dive together, and there's just constant pictures of the review bombing of Helldivers and the refund requests.
Yeah. Have you seen the Steam image of the 4 days where it's red lines?
Oh,
and they're making
yes.
it into a cape in the game.
I've heard.
Yeah, supposedly.
But
200,000 downvotes in 48
hours. I don't know if
the
damage is done. I'd really be disappointed if it is. And it kills the game, because I still really enjoy it. And we play it on PlayStation, so it hasn't affected us in the slightest.
Made no difference to us, yeah.
But one of our quad that we play with is a Steam person.
Yeah.
So it could have affected them. So actually, it would have affected us in the long run, because we do tend to play as a foursome when we get a chance to.
Yeah.
Sony were being dicks. I think my favourite thing, though, of Helldivers that I've seen, and I sent you the TikTok video of this, was all of the mods that are suddenly appearing on it.
Yeah,
the Charger as Thomas the Tank Engine is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
The nursing spewers were whatever his name is from Cars. Flash McQueen.
Lightning McQueen, sorry.
Yeah, so he's the nursing spewer.
Yeah,
so fucking random what people do. Genuinely very funny, but I'm glad you're not too bad. I'm glad the rantiness hasn't destroyed your week. I've had a ranty week as well, to be honest, and it's just not getting any better actually with what I'm going to rant about, and I'll cover that off in a minute. And I want people's actual opinions on this, because it really is still pissing us off, and that's me and my wife I'm talking about at this point. It's just fucking ridiculous. Otherwise, it's been a good week. Not that you'd believe it.
Yeah.
Rude alert, rude alert. An electrical fire has knocked out my voice recognition unicycle. Many Whirlit says I'm missing from my database. Abandoned shop. This is not a daffodil. Repeat, this is not a daffodil.
This is an announcement. The next three parts of this podcast is very ranty. And I've said that completely wrong. This is an announcement. The next three parts of the podcast are very, very ranty about day-to-day life for Rob and Tom. If that doesn't interest you, we are not offended. Just jump ahead using the chapters and go to Can I Cluck It? Our Game. Otherwise, you can listen to us rant the fuck about lots of things that are pissing us off right now.
Speak for yourself, I'm offended.
Rob. Rob. Come on then, Rob. Rant away.
So, we had Building Control come. Well, the first part of the story is Building Control randomly turned up to my house. Just in the middle of the afternoon and demanding to come in and go through finalising the extension. And I was talking to them through the doorbell. I was like, well, no one's there.
I was going to say, it's fine if they'd actually booked an appointment with you to come and see you.
Now, I think Building Control do like surprise visits, I think, which might be wrong, during
the construction.
Yeah, they just turned up quite clearly. It's been a year. So you'd think the building would have been done in a year.
Yeah.
So they turned up and I was explaining to them no one's there. I was being polite to them. You know, I'm not there. Builder John's not there. You probably should have told me you were coming. We could have arranged it. Oh, it's on our system. It's an open system. We just don't want to leave these jobs open. It's like, okay, fine. Well,
that's fine. Don't be shitty. Yeah. Give me a phone call.
This is the problem.
Say.
This is the start of it. And I was like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? And he goes, okay, well, get your builder to contact me and we'll organise a meetup. Okay, so it took 2 weeks for all three of us to be able to get to my house at the same time.
Which is understandable. Again, if you just fucking pull a date out of your asshole, guess what? Other people aren't going to be available for it.
Yeah. You can't just turn up to a house at, like, I think it was like midday and expect the builder to be there and the client to be there.
I mean, because a bit different if it's mid-project.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. Do a drop-in. Just having a quick look. Where's your plans? Right, we're going to measure this, this, and this. Oh, looks like you're out of allowance on that wall there. Why have you built it differently to what's on the plans? Fully understand that. Then you have a conversation about it. And if the builder's fucked up, they fix the issue.
Building Control will make you do it their way.
Exactly.
No matter
but
what.
But turning up a year into a project that's quite clearly finished at this point. Yeah. You've even had a fucking new roof by this point.
Yeah.
It's just bloody stupid.
Yeah, it was dumb on their part. I think what happens is Building Control will say to you, we're coming next week on this day. Mm-hmm. We want to see this and this. Or they'll say, you know, when are you going to be available for us to look at this support, this drainage, this particular kind of insulation. All these things are all part of problems that we had. But we were allowed to send photos. So John just had to take a lot of photos and stuff.
Fine.
We had a lot of stuff early on with them. They cost me a fair amount of money by changing some of the construction to meet this particular person's representation or idea of what the regulations are. And that's the thing. They're all open to interpretation.
Yeah.
And you get given a guy, and that guy is the one you get, and whatever his interpretation of it, you got to follow. So we had to spend like twice as much on all of the ceiling plasterboard. So this special... We had fire-resistant board anyway, but we had to get one with this special... like polystyrene that was attached to the back of it to also insulate and be fireproof.
So what you're saying is, if you get someone who's really anal and has a fancy for a particular product, they're able to make you use that.
They force you, yeah.
Because if you want to pass, there should be a standard that they're all meant to follow.
They have to meet a certain standard, yes, but. For example, we had to, you can get, I can't remember the exact terminology, John would kill me for getting it wrong. You can get like cold roofs and warm roofs. The cold roofs are, you have vents that let cold air flow through.
Okay.
And it sounds like it makes your house cold. It doesn't make your house cold. It keeps you insulated. It's just another way of doing it. Well, that wasn't in the plans for us to do it that way, but he made us do it.
Right.
So we had to redo all of the ceiling. It hadn't been done yet, but like a lot of the plaster had been brought and all these other things. So John had to take a lot of stuff down and fuck around and do stuff to get vents put in to do it how he wanted it to be done when it wasn't on the plans, even though they'd already been agreed.
That's just ridiculous.
This isn't my rant. This is old stuff.
Okay. So building control turned up.
Building control turned up.
2 weeks to get them an appointment.
2 weeks to get an appointment. So we've got myself, we've got John, we've got the plumber. His name's TJ, believe it or not.
Yay.
Yeah, very nice guy. And we're all there. I was a little bit late because they were like, here's the first part of the rant. They said, we'll let you know. So we had a morning appointment. They labelled it a morning appointment.
Okay. Now, if anyone was actually in this room and they could see your face when you're saying morning appointment, I think you can hear it in the affliction in your voice. Morning appointment.
You explain to me, Tom, what time morning cuts off.
Oh, morning cuts off at 12.
12, when it's not an a.m. anymore. When
correct.
It's
11:59. Oh, look, 12, it suddenly becomes p.m. Oh,
well, according to building control, 1 p.m. is the end of the morning.
Building control need to go back to school then.
So they turn up 10 to 1.
Oh, for fuck's
for
sake.
A morning appointment. And they're supposed to give us half an hour notice, because I said, tell me when you're coming, because I've got to get from my job to the house.
Yes.
And it's about 20-25 minutes. They told us when they were 10 minutes away. As I said to them, I was like, I'll be late, John. Oh, sorry. Just hit the guitar. I'll be late. So there's nothing I can do about it. You've just told me now. And I'd literally just pressed upload on something I was doing at work. That takes 7 to 8 minutes.
Yeah, you've got no choice.
I had no choice. I had to sit there and let that do and then go. So I was late. At that point, they'd done it. They'd done everything. All the photos that he had to take a couple of lights out with his dirty hands, little fucker. I got fingerprints on my ceiling. It's just annoying.
No. That's more than enough. I'd be fucking livid.
Yeah. I mean, it was annoying. So I'll get it off. I'll just clean it. But I mean, we've got to do a repaint anyway, because you always do after a build. But so because he wanted to see the installation, make sure the installation was put in. And then he was looking at where I've got, you know, I've got that brick pillar.
Yeah.
People who haven't seen my house won't know. But there's a steel in there. And that steel had to be fire. So it's coated in a fire-resistant paint anyway.
Yeah.
But then it had to be surrounded with something fire-resistant. Well, brick is fire-resistant to the level that he wanted. And he still pointed and goes, this is blah, 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 blah. And John's like, yes, it's brick. And he's like, good. It's just like, fuck it. It's clearly bricks.
Fuck like... me. Yeah, no, what we did is we went to a film set and we've got a load of polystyrene bricks that look real but are actually just shit polystyrene. So if it falls on us, it's fine.
They've got a special name, haven't they? Those pretend look to brick. And
I've got no idea.
They do it in theme parks, but apparently Central Park is all of it. All the rocks and stuff in Central Park is all this pretend.
Oh, really?
I can't remember who was that told me that the other day. Someone told me that.
No way. Oh, that's
it surprised
bizarre.
Me. I never went and checked it. Maybe you should ask Ark and ask what the rock's made out of Central Park. So we had to take all these photos and stuff. Now, the plumber just happened to be there because he lives around the corner from us and John had to wait all day. So he was hanging out at the plumber's house.
Yeah.
Fixing the plumber's van, it's broken. And he wanted to check the vents. So he had to look out the window upstairs. Well, that's where the boiler is in this particular room they went to where the boiler is. And for those who don't know, coming out of the boiler that goes outside, you have something called a condensate pipe. The same thing that blocked up in yours, TJ.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was a huge problem for us, but it sounds like it's probably, and I know what you're going to come to here, is going to be a bigger problem for you.
It's a big problem for me. So where the pipe goes, it goes across, it comes out of the boiler, and this is just kind of like, it's called a condensate pipe. Imagine it's condensation, but it's a bit more than that. It's got chemical in it.
Yeah.
And it comes across the side of my house horizontally with an angle, and then went down the side of my house into a soakaway. Can't do that now because the extension's there. So it goes across and then across the roof, still at an angle, and then goes down my downpipe. Still ends up in the same place because my downpipes are connected to my waste, which I'm allowed to do.
The only difference is that it's exposed for a period of time, isn't it, between where the pipe comes out going to the downpipe?
Yeah, by a few centimetres. It's very minimal. And So we're allowed to do all that. Some people aren't allowed to run waste and grey, called grey water is rainwater, they call it grey water, into sewers. You have some places have a particular sewer line for grey water and a particular one for waste, but not where I live. It's all together.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Bit of fun for you to know.
Highly interesting stuff on the show today.
Well, this whole thing's really boring for people who don't like Rob the Builder stuff. You skip ahead. We'll have to make a note how long this is
going to
take.
There are chapters now in the podcast, okay. So you can just literally click on to the next chapter.
Skip ahead, those who don't give a shit.
By the way, Central Park rocks are real.
Oh, are they real?
They
who
are
the
real
fuck
bedrock.
Tell me that then. I have to find out who told me that.
I think they lied.
Maybe I dreamt it. Future episode.
Yeah, future episode indeed. Sorry, right, carry
so,
on.
So, this condensing pipe. It's totally allowed to be where it is, doing what it's doing. He didn't like it. Now, the issue that we all have is that the boiler was not scheduled work for the build.
So he
it was a
have been
completely separate entity. I just got a plumber to change our boiler.
Yeah.
He happened to be the boiler that was doing all the other work, but that none of this had any relevance to any of the building work whatsoever. But he saw that he didn't like that and he will not pass our build because of that pipe. Now,
can you not argue that though? Because it wasn't part of the build.
We
that
did
he's
argue
inspecting
that
it.
The John and the plumber were arguing that. But you've got to be very careful building control because they are cunts. And if they don't want you to do something, you have no choice. You can't really argue it. If they say it has to be done, if you want to pass, you have to do it.
See, the problem is I can guarantee that they will work with Cadent and GasSafe. And I can guarantee you, you piss off the building control, you're going to get a knock on the door from GasSafe and whatever their name is. And they're going to come in and say, hi, we're here to inspect your boiler because someone's put in a risk assessment saying that it's not safe. And they'll come in. And if they see that and they're building control,
boiler, yeah.
What they'll then do is put a label on the boiler saying you can't use that until that's fixed.
Yeah.
And that's a legal fucking thing
they
at that
do
point.
It. Yeah, British Gas did that to our boiler once because they thought there was asbestos on this fireboard that, by the way, British Gas put in. Because it was separating the boiler from another part of the cupboard it was in. It's not asbestos. Didn't even look like asbestos. It was just a board, like a fireboard.
Yeah.
Anyway, he got condemned for a week until we managed to get him to come out again.
Well, our boiler got condemned.
We had to wait for the test. And they bloody vacuum sealed the whole room and we weren't allowed in the room.
Fuck's
in our own
sake.
House. Yeah, it was so crazy. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Now, what he wanted us to do, for those who don't know, particularly in old houses, I don't know how they do it in new houses, you'll have one in the middle of your house or where all your toilets go. There's something called there's a stack there. Which is a giant, massive, thick pipe.
Yes.
It goes all the way in the ground and all the way out of your roof. There's a vent that ejects the smell up into the ceiling.
Yes.
So no one ever knows the smell. Now, what he wanted us to do, because this pipe has to go into the sewer,
mm-hmm.
He wanted us to send this pipe into the stack and down. Now, there's multiple problems with that in my house. Firstly, it's got to go through a toilet. So it's got to go through two walls to get there.
Of course.
Second issue, the instructions and the manual for the boiler itself say you're not allowed to do that with this boiler. It has to immediately go out of the wall, this condensate pipe. It doesn't want you to. It says in the manual, you can't run this into the stack.
Right, okay.
Whatever reason. Third problem is my stack is ancient and it's cast iron. So the chemicals in the condensate pipe in the water will destroy
the iron
my
stack.
Cast iron stack. And he was adamant I had to do that. And he's gone at this point. And we're all stood there going, I am not going to pay you to rip my house apart.
No.
To change the cast iron stack to plastic. It goes underground and then across through my entire that's extension that's just been built. They would have to get a digger back into my finished house to dig the ground up.
It's not going to happen.
So it's basically, it's just not going to happen. So we, I don't really know how to do it, but we were all coming up with ideas. Basically, you can get limestone filters. Basically, if you put the water through limestone,
Yeah, it filters it.
So the idea is we might just extend that pipe all the way down. And I happen to right there have a channel of cobbles.
Yeah.
We're just going to take them out, put limestone cobbles in instead. The water can just go into that and then flow naturally and go wherever it goes naturally.
Fair enough.
Or we're going to put a limestone filter either under the boiler or on the back where it comes out.
Yep.
Of the building, go through that and then go down this pipe. But the whole joke of the matter is it goes into the waste anyway. And I think the only reason he picked up on it, according to John, was probably because it ends a bit too soon. But also it was fixed into this kind of thing to prop it up to give it a proper slope. I think when the roof guys have done all the scaffolding and cleaned all the roof, they might have knocked it.
Right.
And we're all looking at it and it looks super flat.
Oh.
So we're thinking that's actually the reason he's noticed it, because of it didn't have the slope on it. We've now rectified that. I went up there and moved it. But I think that's what he actually noticed, and now he's being a job's worth and just doing it.
Sounds like it.
But the whole rant of the whole thing now, after about 20 minutes talking about it, is it was not to do with the build. At all.
Yeah, that's a piss take. That really, really is shit.
So I've got now 2.5 years is my deadline to fix it. I don't know what happens if you don't do it in 2.5 years. I mean, they're, I'm going to do you. It. Well, they're going to fine me. How much? Because the amount of money it'll cost me to change that fucking stack, it's going to be way less.
What you've got to hope is that in 2.5 years, less. He retires or changes department, and then you get a decent building inspector instead who comes along and goes,
you
that's
are
fine.
Allowed to ask for a second opinion.
Oh, do that.
So we've sent him the options. He's not responding to any messages from us.
Oh, well, that's just fucking disgraceful.
And how many days has it been now since he came?
Two weeks. At least.
It's been at least a week since he came. At least a week since he came. And he's not responding to anything.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're not happy.
No.
Building show.
Would you like to hear one of my rants?
Yeah, please.
It's a play boss. But where does it go? Where does it stop? Watch for the sign of the lollipop. Stop.
I'm just going to come out and say it. Kids are fucking expensive.
Yes.
Okay. I love my kids. Love them to absolute to eternity. Would not change them for the world. But fuck me, nurseries can go fuck themselves.
Nurseries.
In many, many fucking ways. And yes, I am going to say fuck a lot in this because I'm fucking pissed off about all of it.
I've just realised. Now I know what you're talking about because you'd already told me. I was thinking, what's he got a problem with nurseries on the school sheet?
So,
yeah, I remember.
If you've got kids of nursery age, you'll know that we're now getting some extra free hours, which is brilliant. It's meant to bring down the nursery cost. Does it fuck?
Yeah, you got the 15 hours one, right?
So I've got 15 hours extra, which is brilliant. So what we decided was T was going to go an extra day a week, which means for 3 days of the week when Jem works, T will be at nursery. We don't have to rely on my mother-in-law to babysit him, mm-hmm. which we, don't get me wrong, is fantastic. And he loves that. But this is going to give him much more social and... not just social interactions, but actually more kind of just everything, I guess.
Yeah.
So we contacted the nursery and we said, what do we need to do if we get the 3 hours? And they said, you will get the 3 hours and there's a space on a Monday, so T can go. Brilliant, we thought. Absolutely fantastic. So all we're going to be paying for is the 2 days and the third day, it's the 15 hours. Brilliant. We're going to actually see maybe a little reduction in the cost.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, back in March, this is when it started, and we got sent an invoice, and it was wrong. And we looked at it, oh, this is fucking wrong. So we sent it back, and we said, something doesn't make sense here. We paid what we were meant to. Then the April invoice came, and that was incorrect. They'd forgotten to put that he was on doing a Monday now. It's like, for fuck's sake, Okay, 2 invoices wrong, I can get... Okay, I can understand it's a manual process as well. Fine, I'll accept that. Then we get a phone call saying, you owe us money. Do we? No, we've got our parent payment plan. We've paid. You know, you owe us £171. Do we fuck? Mm. But Jem, panicking and not wanting to lose T's pace, paid it. This has been going on, as I said, since the end of March. April, we've got three invoices for April that are all different. It turns out that £171 we owed was actually apparently credit. So we paid an extra £171.
Right.
Then we got an invoice saying, oh, no, now it's all settled. Then we got an invoice saying we are actually £48 in debt. Then we've had another invoice that actually shows Monday finally included on it. So we went in and we said, look, what the fuck is going on? Not in that style, but trust me, in our heads it was, what the fuck is going on? And they basically just said, oh, well, yeah, basically we have to wait for the accountant to tell us that payments have been made and then we can check it off on the nursery software and check off that. I was like, right, fine, okay, but why are we owing so much money and why has this weird debt come from? And then they just suddenly turned around and said, oh, well, now you're on the 3 hours, your teaching discount that we use from Jem's work gets cancelled. You now have to pay for meals because you're using the 3 hours. I'll explain that in a moment. I'm not too pissed off about that, and I'll explain why. And also, just because you got the 3 hours, one of the days will be charging at a half day rate, which is more than a normal day's rate. So you'll be paying something like 50 odd quid for the half day, and then the 3 hours are thrown in after that.
Yeah.
Rather than just looking at the hours you do across a month and then put the 3 hours on top of it. So basically, it's a bit of a money-making scheme. Now, look, I'm not going to complain too much about the whole £15 for food and so on, because a lot of people have moaned about this. And what they don't understand, so you know our background, Jem has been a nursery nurse, 18 years now. Nurseries, when there's 3 hours, don't actually get enough money from the government. So although the government says, yeah, 3 hours and we'll give that amount of money to the nursery, it's the bare minimum. It doesn't cost enough to cover the staff cost, the rent cost, the electricity cost, the food cost. So when you start doing 3 hours, the reason they start including meals and stuff as a payment is because actually the 3 hours is covering the staff cost, the ratio cost of having enough staff in that room, the insurances and everything else. So they've got to somehow add on, because they operate at a loss on 3 hours basically. So fine, I don't mind that. But now we've got to May, and we've still got an incorrect invoice. That still doesn't make sense. Basically, even now we know what we're paying for with the discounts removed, with the meals added, it still doesn't match the amount of money it should do.
Yeah.
And we've asked over and over again. We don't get an email back from inquiries, which we email them. Until today, when I emailed it from my work address, we finally got a response saying, oh, we'll organise for the accountant to call you. They've obviously got sick and tired of us.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my rant about this. It's been over a month now, nearly 2 months, and they cannot get the invoicing right. We don't know what we owe. We don't know if we're actually in debt with them or not. We don't know if we're in credit with them. They can't even fucking tell us. And all we get from them is, oh, we'll speak to the accountant, but it's hard to pin the accountant down. Well, that's fucking useful, isn't it? You phoned me up and told me we owe money, but... Oh, when it comes to us asking about it, oh, well, we've got to try and speak to the account, but we can't get through to it. It's just a fucking mess. Really, really pissed me. Don't get me wrong, T loves it there. He loves that nursery, and he has so much fun there. I can't complain about that side of things, but the organisation and the management, Jesus, it just fucks me right off.
Yeah, I was really surprised, because we get 33 hours, and I was really surprised that actually... how little that actually saves when the nursery
up the
put you on the other pricing schedule.
But, okay, when you changed the pricing schedule, did you get an email saying, by the way, you're now moving to a different pricing schedule, here's the outlay of what you're going to be paying?
We had to fill out this pretty complicated form on the hours he was going to do, how much we were claiming for, what we are entitled to. And on there, it said, this is how much you will pay. It didn't outline exactly what it was for, other than it said in the blurb at the top, blah blah, you know, food, blah 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 blah. And but then it actually had numbers. It said, you know, if you get 50, if you're entitled 50, or if you're entitled 33 hours, your child this age, this is how much one day will cost you.
Fine. So
and then you work it out yourself.
We didn't even get that. We just said, can he have a Monday? Here's his extra hours. Here's the code from the government. Yeah, all done. Thank you very much.
Oh no, well, you had to do it all.
So we didn't get anything. No email saying, by the way, your payment schedule's changing. It will now be this per month. Nothing. And obviously, they must have had a fair few parents, because we went in last week on Wednesday to pick T up, and we pinned down the office manager and said, sort this out. I want to talk to you. Show me. And Jim sat there with her, writing out on paper, showing that's how much it should be, surely. And that's when she said, oh, well, did no one tell you that your discount isn't valid anymore? And did no one tell you about the food is going to cost you money now? And Jim said, no, no one has told us anything about that. And literally, we left within 15 minutes of leaving, an email to all parents at the nursery saying, please, as a reminder, as some of you may not know this, as soon as you start using your 3 hours, your discount, NHS, education, blah, is gone, and meals cost money, and here is the half-day cost, by the way.
Well, that's the fault of the manager.
Oh, fuck me, is it?
So, she's like being a bit, blame it on you lot for not knowing, when actually it's her fault.
Yeah, but even to this point, May's invoice is due tomorrow. We don't know what we're paying.
Yeah.
We've got an invoice, but it's wrong.
So since we've been doing the 33 hours, we now get an email every month. Well, I say we, I get it, because it goes to my email address, saying how much it'd be. It never used to be. I used to have to chase them, because then they'd put their prices up all the time. And I'd be like, oh, just so you know, prices are going up from this much per hour to this much per hour. And I'd always email and be like, okay, so how much do you want me to pay then? I'm not going to sit here and work out. You tell me how much money
exactly.
You want.
So now we're waiting for the call from the accountant.
Yeah.
Basically.
It'll take a couple of days, and then I'll be like, okay, yeah, hi, you do this many hours, so you're actually going to be paying this. I could work it out. Not my fucking job to.
No,
you,
it's not.
Like,
we are paying you to look after our child. Give us an adequate invoice and explain what you're charging.
Yeah, so we have to do half an hour early every day now because the wife's new job.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
We have to pay the extra. I work that out and pay it separately. So I've got one of the government accounts.
Yeah, we do.
So I pay into that, and then that pays a nursery.
See, what we want to do is automate it, and we have. We've automated it to the price that the office manager has now said that is the correct price. It doesn't match the invoice, but we've now automated it with that government parent payment portal just to do the price we've been told is correct. And if it's wrong after this day...
It shouldn't change, though.
Well, it's changed because of the 3 hours, but we still don't know what it's actually
meant. Oh, you don't know what it's meant to be.
We haven't had the correct price in over a month, so we've got no idea what it's meant to be.
I guess at least when you do get the correct price, you can then go back and be like, okay, well, we played this here, we played this here, this is how much
we actually... Well, we've got it all screenshots. So anyway, that is my rant about nursery. You've got one more rant, haven't you?
Not as bad, but yeah.
At Luton Airport, the early afternoon flight to Nice has just boarded. A couple who missed it have turned to Jane for help.
24. But we've been stuck at the parking all this time.
About 8 minutes. This cannot get you on it.
Doesn't
make any difference. As I say, you're not listening to me. I've already tried to get somebody else on the flight 5 minutes before you.
Why? What's the problem?
Because the captain won't change his whole load sheet and he won't delay his flight now.
This big thing about checking in half an hour before the flight.
No, that's when you have to be at the very latest. It tells you half an hour.
Well, we could have been here had they run a more efficient service up there.
You're supposed to make it easy. It says easy.
It is easy if you get here on time before the check-in closes.
Come fly with me, come fly. Let's not fly with EasyJet. What have they done?
I think it's just more of a fact that I haven't flown with any. It's going to make me sound really fucking snobby. Budget, quote-unquote, airline. It's such a long time. I didn't know of all these little things.
Must be nice. Lurpak, never having to fly EasyJet. What can I say?
No, it's because the places we've gone have been proper long-haul ones.
Yeah,
and you don't get
that. No, EasyJet is Europe, yeah. And Europe.
So my darling cousin Adam's getting married in Greece.
Ooh la la.
In June, so we're going to Greece in June for 7 days.
Nice.
Thought we'd make a holiday of it. little man's already really excited when we told him about it properly yesterday. He's like,
very cool.
We're going to go to the beach. And I was like, our hotel is on the beach. And he's like, what?
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, dude, we're going to go to the beach every day. And he's like, huh. And then obviously he's like, are we going to the beach tomorrow? No, you've got to wait 30 days.
Are we nearly there? Yeah.
He's terrible for that. Yeah, he's terrible for that. You can't tell him stuff ahead of time.
Oh, because brilliant.
He'll be like, are we going today? No, we're not going today. I just told you it's in a week. Oh, and then an hour later goes, I get my shoes on, we're going?
Oh,
no, dude, you're gonna wait. So I'm getting that now. I'm getting a lot of the beach stuff. And he's like, Daddy, I'm going to bury you in the beach. And then you're going to bury me on the beach. He's so excited. Because we went to a beach last year. Last year? Maybe it was the year before. I can't remember where it was. My mother-in-law used to own a house there. And it's like exactly 2 hours away. Can't remember where it is now. But yeah, you pay like 15 quid and you get a parking space and you're right there.
Cool.
I was going to see if you wanted to go with us this year. When I figure out where it is, I'm off air, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay,
I don't want
cool.
to tell anyone else because I don't want anyone else to go.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. We want the spaces. It's beautiful there. Anyway, when it gets to 30 days before you go, it's like you can book your seats and stuff.
Right.
So the first issue I had was it wanted us to check in. That's fine. It wanted so much information.
Oh, yeah.
When we went to Canada, the Canadian Airlines or whatever it was, they only wanted your passport number. They didn't care about the rest of it. This fucking thing on my phone, it was asking me for my passport number, my date of birth, when the passport expires, the flight day. You know the fucking flight day.
So don't forget, a lot of this is because of the EU changes.
So yeah, but Canada wasn't in the EU.
It's a Commonwealth country, so it's fine to travel to and fairly easy for us.
Right, okay.
Europe are basically making it very cunty to go to. So, yeah, your passport...
For just us or everyone?
No, just us.
Okay.
Because, well, anyone that's not Europe, basically. So, yeah, if your passport's got less than a month on it, you're going to get turned away at the border and sent back.
I did see that on the news.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. It's well worth checking all of them before you travel. Because, honestly, you don't want to be doing it on that day and go, oh, shit, we're not going.
We've got to pay some tax to go to Greece, too.
Yeah.
There's like a day tax.
There's now taxes, there's all sorts. And wait for it, when you get to the airport, you get to go and join the queue where you've got to go through a proper person, not the nice EU scan my passport and walk through anymore. You're not allowed to use those in anywhere but the UK.
Well, this is what happens, isn't it? Let's not get
political. No, we're not going to go into political.
Right.
But yeah, it's basically the reason for all of that information now is because EasyJet needs to confirm that you are valid to fly to a European country now, because if you're not, they need to warn you. Otherwise, you could say at the airport, well, you didn't warn me, so... I know the responsibility typically falls on you, but they are doing somewhat a good job at trying to protect its customers.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is long-winded, as I do it every time for work, because I always fly EasyJet.
Yeah.
I can jump out my house, Luton Airport's 10 minutes away, and I can get to my work locations all from Luton Airport really easily.
Well, the first issue I was having a lot of problem with the website itself. Picking the dates, I'd press like 2026 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd press it and it would pick the one above or the one below. And I'd be like, no, it's on my phone. I'm like, I know I'm pressing the right one. And I missed it, went next, saves the details. You can't edit. You have to redo the entire thing again.
Of course.
So I threw my phone down and went onto the computer and did it in a strop.
Yeah, what they really want you to use is the app, which then sells you everything under the sun.
And Miranda's like, can I help you? I was like, nope, don't talk to me. I'm just doing it. Go in the shower.
I'm a man. I will conquer this on my own.
It was all because we wanted to just make sure we got seats, because these stupid things, as we found out in Canada, will put T in his own seat on his own. And they did that on our Canada trip. They put him in his own seat. I was like, well, you can't do that. It's ridiculous. So in order to reserve our seats, you've got to go on at exactly 30 days and choose it. You've got to fucking pay.
So, yeah, if you've just got a standard ticket to choose your seats, you've got to pay. If you sign up for EasyJet, EasyJet Plus, I think it is, and pay for EasyJet Plus. No, it's just the type of ticket, or is it EasyJet Flexi or something? Basically, there's two types of ticket. You get standard ticket, And then you've got, I think it's a flexi, actually.
Right.
And if you pay the extra flexi, what you get, and this is very boring, but this is how I travel, so I always do flexi, you get the security. You get to bypass and go through the fast channel. So you get to go to the, specifically, I've paid to go as quick through security as I can scanners, rather than going and joining the others. You then get one normal 25 kilo suitcase.
Yeah.
You then get one cabin bag, but you also then get one small cabin bag.
Right.
I think that's, and then you also get a free choice of any
food.
Seat on the aircraft, except for, I think, the emergency seats, so the extra leg
room. But how much extra is this?
I don't know. I'd have to have a look.
Because for me to choose our six seats, because three there, three back, cost me £56.
Right, hang on a minute. Let me have a look here. I'm going to dial up EasyJet on my phone because it's always on my phone.
I don't remember being offered a flexi thing when I booked the holiday.
Right, so flights. What airport are you flying from?
Gatwick, North.
Gatwick, which is fine because that's actually quite a nice station. So London, Gatwick, and you're going to Greece. Where in Greece? Zante, Zakynthos.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we've got two adults and we're going to have one child, correct?
Yep.
What date are you leaving?
I don't want that to be on the podcast.
That's true. So we're going to lie and we're going to go that date and that date. That will do. Show flights. Wow, so yeah, £237 for all of you, standard. So where can I change that?
Well, we did it through an all-inclusive thing through the hotel on EasyJet.
Right,
and
okay.
Just like, these are your plane tickets.
Oh, here you go. So yeah, you've got standard, £367.63 per person. That seems a lot of money.
That's fucking tons, yeah.
Flexi. Add another £247 per person.
No. Okay, so I was better.
So that gives you a small underseat cabin bag, a large cabin bag, 23 kilogram hold bag,
yeah.
Free upfront seat and extra legroom at discount, the EasyJet Plus bag drop, so you can drop it off a day before, fast track security, speedy boarding. Oh, you're the first on the plane as well.
Yeah, so the front seats are $28.99 to choose an upfront seat. Each.
Yeah, free flight and route changes within plus one, minus one day. And our Flexi Eat Drink Shop voucher, which I've got no idea what that is because I've never used it, but maybe
I should.
You
get 20% off.
Oh, fine.
So you pay for a voucher that gives you 20% off on the flight.
Well, I don't pay. Work pays. But
I'm just saying
that's
what you get. It's like, well, I was like, no,
yeah.
I'll just take my own food on.
But that's what Flexi is. So if you get really cheap... So my flights to the Netherlands, for example, they're like... £30 one way and £40 the other, and the flexi fare puts on, it's like £100 each.
Yeah,
it's worthwhile for that. But anyway, sorry, back to your story. Now I've diverted.
Well,
us.
That's it. I was complaining about the fact that I have to pay to book my seats.
Well, don't forget Ryanair wants to start charging you to use the toilet.
I piss loads on planes.
So,
how much are they charging me for going for
They
piss?
Want to. I don't think they'll get away
oh,
with
you
it.
Know what? I saw a video of that guy saying that he thought about having standing on planes.
Yeah, the man's mental.
Mm.
He's just full on Fruit Loop. Just, well, what else can we charge people? What if we dub... He's the one that is really interested in this idea that keeps getting put up and no one's buying it, is double stacking seats. So literally, you're looking at arse level at a seat right in front of your face, and it'd be like one up above you, your level, and it would be like double the people squashed onto the plane, and the plane just has to be a little bit higher.
Gee, it's like chickens.
Oh, well, so T's going to be on his own at the back of the plane. Fair play to him.
I mean, this is what happens when I hang out with you common people.
Oh, go back to your lure pack. Can I clock it?
Yes, can.
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 Well, I'm game.
God, how long has that rant been going on?
The rant's over half an hour.
Sorry, everyone.
So I will put a warning saying, we get a bit ranty. If you're not interested in ranty about day-to-day life, just skip to, maybe, can you cluck it?
Yeah, skip to the fun.
Can You Cluck It is back for the second week running, because you know what? I had a lot of fun doing that. So Jem, very kindly, even though she's been really sick today, high temperature, not feeling herself at all, has done us another six songs.
Cool.
And she themed it this time, and I haven't told you what the theme is. The theme this time really fits our show, kids show.
Okay.
So we've got six. They're all folded up here. Who went first last time? I think I did, didn't I?
Oh, this is like the...
Oh, no.
We're at this all over again.
Oh, it's Do You Remember all over again.
Do you remember when you used to always say who went first?
You can go first.
Am I just picking them all three?
Go and pick all random three. Have a quick look at them, because we need to decide whether or not we actually know these or not.
Have I got three? I've got three.
Well, I've got three in my little pink bowl, so let's have a look. I nearly read this out as well. So the first one I've got is...
Yeah, I know that one.
That's going to... Oh, right. Good. I know that one. That's a good start. Well done. Thank you, Jem.
Yeah, I know that one.
She wants a name, by the way. She still likes Quizzy Rascal as her quiz master.
What did I say? Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I've got two that I know.
Yeah, I know this one. Yeah, it took me a little while to think about it.
Oh, I know that one as well. Oh, I've got really good ones.
I've got ones that you're going to get.
Oh, we'll see, because I still think our clucking last time was fucking awful. We did fucking bad clucking.
Yeah, clucking bad fucking.
Right, go on. You can go first.
Oh, cluck, I'm going to do one.
Cluck away, my friend. Cluck away.
Oh, I do what I did last time. One, two, or three?
One.
Okay. You can kind of see through these, so I've got to be careful. Okay. And I'm doing clucks. Let me just get my clucking voice ready. Right.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? Doing a big fat poo now.
That's right.
That's good old Scooby Dooby Doo.
Scooby Dooby Doo. There you go for proof, the piece of paper.
Okay. One, two, or three. I'm going to do what you do to me. One,
three.
Two, or three. Three. Oh, what a good one to open with.
I said, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey, better work and play. Get along with each other.
Good old Ziggy Marley there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's Arthur.
Arthur. I was waiting for you to actually name the show.
And he said, hey, Arnold, then. Here's Arthur.
Oh, hey, Arnold. Hey, football head.
Hey, Arnold.
I never liked Hey Arnold.
I didn't like Hey Arnold. I did like her having the... We've probably spoke about this before, where she had the shrine to him.
Oh,
in
Helga,
cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, no, fair play.
That was the only bit I think I liked.
I will have a number two, please.
All right, okay, let's pause the recording then for a little bit.
Why? Yeah, I know why.
Right. This game makes us act silly. Right, ready?
I'm ready. Oh, fuck. I've got no idea. Do it again.
I'm sure there's more to this song, but I only know the little beginning bit.
Oh, no. Oh, Bob the Builder.
Yeah, you got that time. Because I said the words
you
in
said
my
the
head.
Word, and you clucked Bob.
How
you
did
clucked
I?
Bob. You
did
went,
I cluck?
Bawk,
bawk, how bawk, did bawk. I? That's the danger.
It is the danger.
Bob the Builder.
One or two?
One.
One.
Rosie and Jim.
Yeah, Rosie
that's
and Jim.
That's so easy. That was easy. That,
that
one.
Was a very easy one.
Which would you like?
Whatever one's left, is it?
One.
One, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I nearly said Wallace and Gromit there. It's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
The good Thomas the Tank Engine. Yes. Because thank fuck you didn't do that new shit of...
I don't know the new one.
Thomas and his fucking crew went out and knifed someone.
Sorry. Thomas the Asbos.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the last one for you now. You're going to get this straight away.
Okay, go on. Oh, it's Bluey.
Yeah, it's Bluey.
Sorry, it took me a little while then, yeah. God, I think you threw me by telling me I was going to get it.
You're going to get it.
You won't get this. Have you seen
No, you're going to get it.
Oh, do you want to hear a joke?
Do I want to hear a joke?
Okay. It's very specific to you have to say something back to me. And I heard it on a TikTok and I'd said it to Mark in text and he fell for it.
Right, okay.
So I'm just going to get off my phone because I was too busy laughing when I heard it to be able to do it justice. It's a rude one, everybody, so skip ahead by about a minute. All right, ready?
It can't be that rude, surely.
Tom, if you woke up on the top of a mountain with a condom just hanging out of your ass, would you tell anyone?
No.
Ah, cool, cool. Do you want to go camping this weekend?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I still like the joke I heard the other day. What's...
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
No, I'm not going to fuck it up. That's the problem. You fuck up a joke, no one's ever going to let you fucking live it down, are they? That's the thing. What's the... I can't think of the fucking wording. Oh, for fuck's sake. What's the difference between a cactus and a school bus?
It's got something to do with pricks.
The cactus has all the little pricks on the outside. And then, basically, Kay, we were coming home from school the other day.
You tell Kay that. What does she think?
I didn't tell Kay that one, okay, no. Right. But she wanted to know some rudish jokes. And she wanted to just know jokes full stop. Me and Jem just like in the front seat going, can't tell her that one, can't tell her that one, can't tell her the old your mum jokes, because that's just inappropriate. My favourite one, and it's so dated, it's such a 90s joke. Your mum's like BT, gives discount for friends and family. It's so 90s.
Fucking terrible.
I mean, friends and fucking family, for fuck's sake. But I looked up online and there's like an American site, kid-friendly rude jokes. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that just made me stupidly laugh, and it shouldn't. What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
What?
A salad shooter.
It's not very funny. It's gross.
Oh, I thought it was quite good. Anyway, I'm going to buck off.
And now, on the Channel 84 variety show, for our older viewers, join us as we go into another episode of the Channel 84 Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout.
We only have one more match for round one. It's only taken... We started in episode 8, as we found out at the beginning. Yeah. It is the Channel 84 Variety Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout.
There it is.
We started in episode 8. It's been 24 episodes now, and we've got one match left after this one. Today, we are discussing whether The Really Wild Show is better than Zap, and whether Tailspin is better than Popeye and Son. Out the doors, any particular favourites out of those four?
Oh, the first one's really difficult because... Oh, I'm a bit more far away from the mic, sorry. The first one's difficult because I enjoyed both The Really Wild Show and Zap. So this is tough. And we've spoke about Zap a lot on
we
here.
Have just
accidentally
about Zap a
talked
lot.
About Zap.
And I went back and rewatched a couple of them today. Didn't realise. So you had the sculpture head, didn't you?
Yep.
But you also had Matt Buchanan. Was it Matt Buchanan? Yeah, it is. That is... No, hang on. Neil Buchanan, not Matt. Where the fuck did I get Matt Buchanan from? It was Neil Buchanan, dressed up as the French artist with the giant beret. Also one of the, Smarty Arty. Then you had Daisy Dares You and Cuthbert Lily.
Handymen.
And the Handymen.
I like the Handymen.
I like the Handymen, actually. That's probably my favourite from all of those. But yeah, again, just realised that Neil Buchanan yet again is appearing on the show in that form anyway. So yeah, I used to watch both of them. I would probably say I probably watched Zap more than I did the Really Wild Show.
I'm still convinced Zap was on often.
I think it was on every bloody day. But
I think it was too. And that might be why you watched it more than the Really Wild Show.
Possibly. It had 132 episodes across 10 seasons, 93 to 2001, whereas the Really Wild Show was 1986 to 2006. Now, that's a huge gap, and you can guarantee it probably stopped mid-90s, and then it's done a couple of series later on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was only 180 episodes across 19 seasons. So there were ultimately more episodes of Zap done than there were the Really Wild Show in the 90s, from the look of it. So yeah, it's an interesting one. Now, you said it earlier, I've got a new browser called Arc Search on my phone, and I absolutely adore it. And it's got a built-in sort of AI search that not only kind of gives you useful information, but reduces the need to use any other search engine because it does the top search engines for you. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to quickly type in the Really Wild Show because I know Michaela Strachan.
Michaela Strachan, yeah.
Was the main one I remember from it. And then there was also Chris Packham, who I remember. But I didn't really remember who else it was. And now, just looking at it, I didn't realize. Apparently, Steve Backshall. So that must be the later season because he didn't turn up till late, from what I think. And it did a brief revival in 2017, allegedly, to this. That's interesting. And I'm sure there was one more. Terry something, wasn't it? Terry Nutkin?
Could be. So I've just had a look at Steve Backshall. He's a sexy man.
Okay. He is a very sexy man.
Look at
him. Oh, I know. And I've watched a lot of his shows with Kay. He's quite funny.
With Kay, right,
he's quite funny. And it was Terry Nutkin. That's fine. I'm not making up that name, thank God. And Terry Nutkin. So I think the only reason I kind of avoided watching the Really Wild Show was because it was educational. It wasn't quite like Blue Peter, which I know Blue Peter was educational, but the Really Wild Show was really educational, if you get what I'm saying. So yeah. I think if I was to choose between the two of them, I'd probably go for Zap. And if I'm talking about as an adult, I'd probably quite enjoy watching Zap more again than the Really Wild Show.
Yeah, there's a lot of nostalgia, and that's what we are all about here, aren't we? It's like our kink. For Zap, I know this is how you're meant to judge it, but if I was sat there choosing which one I'd want to sit there and watch with tea, I'd choose the Really Wild Show, because nowadays I would rather watch that than Zap.
But see, I don't know. I think I'd sit down and watch Zap with him, because the creativity that you get from the handy, whatever it was called, the, what were the hands called? You
said Handymen.
The Handymen, or Smarty Arty. So you get the creativity from that,
right.
And then you get kind of the fun from Cuthbert Lily and Daisy Dares You. Whereas the Really Wild Show, you're going to get education, which is good. But at the same time, I'd like to sit down and watch something that's going to be fun sometimes, especially after work. But it's really hard. I think you're right. Looking at it as an adult, the Really Wild Show is a better show. But it's better for different reasons. It's better because it's educational, it was probably better produced, it had actually more going for it, whereas Zap was much more of entertainment.
Yeah.
So actually I find that quite hard. I don't know.
I think from a nostalgia base, we talk about it all the time. It comes up in conversation now as an adult. I can't remember the last time I spoke about the Really Wild Show, whereas I know I've spoken to you about Zap probably once a fortnight since the whole time we've been doing this.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to have to say Zap. It's stuck in my brain a lot. It's much higher up in the tiers of my memory than
Yeah, and I'm going to go Zap. And we're going against the public vote now. So 13 people voted today. The Really Wild Show came out at 62%, with Zap at 38%. Not a massive chasm of a difference, but...
Makes you wonder if people just don't remember what Zap was.
I don't know.
Are they just looking at the titles? Because people will remember the name of The Really Wild Show, I think, but...
True, The
I
Really Wild Show, you know what it's going to be based on its name. Zap could be superhero...
Yeah.
Little soap that kids had and all sorts, couldn't it? It could be anything.
But I mean, people would have to tell us, you know, are they going on there, seeing it, and then Googling what the shows are?
Yeah, that's that. What is your memories of the two of them, I guess, really? And what would you have voted? Maybe I need to put, please comment below what your thoughts are, not just vote, but actually let us know why you did that. Okay, so we've gone for Zap on that. The next match was Tailspin, which was 1990 to 1991, so only a year, but in typical Disney style, that was 66 episodes.
Jesus.
It's a bit like the real Ghostbusters, this huge number of actual episodes, but a really small number of seasons, versus Popeye and Son, which I didn't realise was so old. It's one season, it was 1987. And a bit like anything like Postman Pat, the original series, it only got one season and it was only 13 episodes long.
Now, it's funny because Popeye and Son wasn't the one I watched. I watched Popeye.
Yeah, so you had Popeye, the original Popeye, and that's spanned across generations of various types of animation and kind of coming and going with a bit like Scooby-Doo, actually, really. Popeye's kind of carried on. No, Popeye and Son... I don't realise that it only had 13 episodes. For me, in my head, it seemed to be on all the time on CBBC in the morning. Not in the morning, in the afternoon after school. And it would be one of the first shows on. So if CBBC started at 3 p.m, let's say,
yeah,
it would definitely be on within 3 and 3.30. So that's kind of my memory. And I thought it was going to be way more, but obviously they just repeated the fuck out of it.
Wasn't done, yeah.
Whereas Tailspin, my only memories of Tailspin was Sunday Disney mornings, whether it was Gummy Bears Tailspin or Chippendale Tailspin, that whole Disney Sunday giving us access to what the Disney Channel showed day in, day out.
Yeah.
That was my only access to Tailspin. Between the two, fuck me, Tailspin's the better cartoon. 100%. Popeye and Son is shit.
I don't remember Popeye and Son, even remotely. I watched Popeye, didn't watch Popeye and Son, as far as I'm aware.
Well, that's good. We will not need to get you counselling for the damage that Popeye and Son... It was a terrible attempt of making Popeye more relatable to children.
What was the Tailspin intro?
That's a really good question. I want to say it was his sea boat flying through lightning, but that could just... Actually, no, that's just Chippendale. That's lightning at the beginning in their detergent bottle. That's a really good question. Let's look it up, and I will insert it, specifically because we've asked for it, here. Oh, lightning! I was right!
Good intro. Oh, I just realised. So this is during a...
Right, so that was the intro, and...
Yeah.
I partly remembered the intro.
So I just realised, looking at that, that I'm pretty sure it's going to be at that time when they didn't want to make new assets. I think they've just reused the assets.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those are full on.
Jungle Book,
using ARC characters, features anthropomorphized versions of characters from Disney's 1967 animated feature, The Jungle Book, including Baloo the Bear, Louis the Orangutan, and Shere Khan the Tiger, along with new characters. So, yeah, they've taken their characters and they've made them upright and human rather than the animals from The Jungle
Book. You know, they used to literally just copy over animations.
Oh, God, yeah. And they... Yeah.
I think Robin Hood...
Robin Hood, Mowgli, and there's so many. Yeah, yeah, Mowgli dancing got translated. A lot of the dancing is translated and just drawn over with a different character. That's a good idea. If it worked, it worked. I like this as well, by the way. Tailspin, genre, action adventure, comedy drama, diesel punk, mystery, crime, fantasy.
Diesel punk.
And I've got to say, it's an intro with guns being shot.
It's a good intro.
It's a good intro. And it's definitely the better show. I can't argue anything for Popeye and Son because it is so crap.
Yeah, I didn't really like Tailspin, but it beats blinking Popeye and Son.
Yeah, I mean, I would have watched it because it was Disney Sunday mornings. So I would have watched it because it was on and that was all that was on. There was nothing else to watch. I mean, later on, you occasionally got a bit of CBBC on a Sunday. And I remember Biker Grove used to be repeated on a Sunday at one point, which would have beaten Disney. But up until that point, as we, I basically just had to watch. And let me see what I can remember. There was Darkwing Duck, Gummy Bears, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Tailspin. I said Gummy Bears already. Or did I? Who knows? And The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. They were all the shows that I remember that were in a circle on Disney mornings. And you'd just get a random two of those chosen and that was it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would have watched Tailspin when it was on because that was all that was on TV-wise.
Yeah.
Right, public vote, Tailspin 78%.
Yep, good.
It's a bit piss symbol really because everyone knew... 22% of the people voted for Popeye and Son, which I'm surprised at because I genuinely, I will show you another episode of it. It's trash. It is, it's not a mark on original Popeye. And I'm not that much of a fan of original Popeye. I'm much more a Flintstones person.
Yeah.
Although, I don't think the Flintstones made it into the nostalgic kid show knockout.
Unless they were right at the start.
Oh, possible. I'll double check, but even if they didn't, doesn't matter. There's too many shows. I'm not adding any more of this.
You might have done a window of year, and Flintstone might have been before it.
Possibly. Huh. Oh, well, one more match to go, and then we'll explain how the next round will work. Have you ever stolen anything, Rob?
I've certainly purposefully stolen something I know knowingly one time.
Oh.
When I was a young man in oh, I'm going to get barred from ever going there in France.
Oh no, a place in France. It's not going to let Rob go there anymore,
I'm
people.
I'm really upset with that. Sorry, French listeners. I stole a newspaper once.
A newspaper?
Yeah, I was a kid. That was like a big deal for all of us. We all did it.
Was it because it was French and it had boobies in it?
No, it was just a, you know, an honesty box kind of thing. You know, take the newspaper,
oh,
put 20,
okay, yeah,
20 francs or euros, whatever it was at the time, in the pot.
Oh, fair enough.
And none of us did. We all just took newspapers.
Oh, well, I stole a porno from the post office.
From Roche?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go tell her.
Oh, feel free. I think it was Escort. Or was it Mayfair?
I can't remember. I don't think they sell pornos in there anymore.
Probably because they got nicked.
Could get nicked all the time by you youths.
Anyway, we're not really talking about theft. We are talking about accidental theft.
Accidental theft, yeah.
And I don't even know if you can classify it as accidental theft because, honestly, the two that I'm going to say, one of them was absolutely accidental theft. The other one was... I'm putting it purely on incompetence of the person that was serving me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you've got a story as well. Otherwise, it's going to be really fucking short.
I do have a story, yeah.
Go on then. What's your story, first of all?
Two in the same store. So our local Sainsbury's, we popped in, I think on Saturday, to just get some random bits. And they sell like these tins of like strawberries for you to grow and stuff. So I brought one of those. And
okay, yeah.
This other one, which is like a bee garden, kind of, I don't know, 30 centimeters long kind of thing. And all the way through, I got to the till.
Is that the average penis size increase?
Yes. Is it, basically, it's the size of the average penis size increase per year. Go listen to episode one. Only Simon will know the joke. As he brings that up as well sometimes.
He does.
Hello, Simon. So, I lost track. Yeah, and we went to the self-scan machine. Scanning through, and we're like, and then we stopped. It's like, this doesn't look like it should be this low. It should be more than that. Well, this thing scanned at 50p, was labelled at 10 quid. And we're kind of looking at each other, like, is this because there's a Nectarcard discount or something happened? And I was like, I didn't think I had already scanned my Nectarcard yet, so it wouldn't have applied. Kind of like, hmm. Like, and I just said to Miranda, like, should I go get another one? And she's like, I could tell she felt a bit guilty. I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to get another one. If they put it on their system, that's their fucking fault. So I went and got another one. Scan, 50p. And I was like, it's at this point, it's got to be a discount or it's on the system wrong.
Yeah.
They're going to be 10 quid each. Well, I was like, I'm having them anyway. So we got home and Miranda was really quiet on the way home. I was like, what's wrong? Because, oh, nothing. I was like, she felt guilty. She basically thought that we were still. And I said to her, I was like, these fuckers steal from us every day. Like,
we are not political. We are not political. We are not political.
Yeah. Bring on the communists, I tell you. And we're going to have some beeps again. Rob's going to start needing the beeps.
Oh,
get the
no.
beep machine out. and we got, and in the end, I was like, fine. So I called Sainsbury's up and I lied a little bit. I said, look, we got home wondering why it's so cheap. They've come through as 50p. They were labelled as £10. Can I just pay what it should be over to the phone to you?
Oh.
And because she felt so guilty about
peer pressure.
Yeah, I've caved to peer pressure. Thing is, as well, there's cameras. And I said to her on the phone, you know, I don't want your camera to see me scanning your thing, coming up cheap, and then you start chasing me or blocking me from your shop. Because the system will know and it will find out where it scanned through, look at the camera and then see my fucking mug.
I don't want you bastards taking my Nectar points.
Yeah.
I worked hard to get those.
But she goes, and I said, I bet you've never had anyone call you up and asking to give you more money. She went, not me, personally. And then she said, look, and she goes, you don't have to give us any money. What store was it? Told the store, told the receipt number. She went, okay, goodwill gesture. Do you have them? We don't care. And they probably went onto the system and changed it. I don't know. When I went in the next, they weren't there. I mean, I got like, there was like one left, I think. So there was probably loads of other people noticed it and took fucking
more than likely, and you are a better person than I am.
Well, it still goes. So right now, I'm now £19 up.
Yes.
We went back the next day and we were in the queue. Someone just left the self-till bit and they didn't take their voucher things. And their voucher thing was £4.50 off your next shop at £30 and above. And I went, I'll have that. Took that, did our thing, put the next card on, took some quids off. That doesn't count as a discount because that's the real price. That's the amount that you've sold your data for.
Yeah, basically.
So the number they take off when you scan your data, when your next card is how much you've sold them your data for that day. £2 or whatever. And then I scanned the coupon and got another £4.50 off the shop. And then it comes up with a message saying, this needs to be authorised. And I was like, shit. Because on the thing, it says the Nectar card, the person that used it. And they're meant to check that card on that coupon matches the card you've scanned. Luckily for me, they didn't do that. She just went, is that... I'd never used a coupon there before. Never.
No.
I just bin them. I never even look what's on them. I didn't know I was going to get
money.
So
let me guess,
off.
They just fit it into the little hole at the front of the
till. So she took it. It's like, she's like, where's the coupon? I went, oh, it's just there. I was nearly free at the bin. And she goes, this is the one you scanned. And I was like, yeah. So she picked it up, looked at it, looked at the screen, signed it, put it in the slot.
Oh.
Off. I was like, yes. So now I'm £23.50 up.
You see, now that's interesting because Tesco is slightly different. Tesco just has a coupon slot at the front
mm-hmm.
that you push your coupon in and that's it.
It's gone.
And it's gone. So if you've scanned it and it says it's valid, you just shove it in and it goes, oh, thank you, you inserted it. Well done. Move on.
Well, I wonder if that does a check, though.
Maybe their coupons actually link back to your to your Tesco club card and go, these two don't match. Sorry, it's not valid at this point. I don't know. I'll try it at some point and then probably get arrested.
Get arrested, yeah.
Okay, right. Accidental theft. That might not be so accidental. Well, it is accidental. It is accidental.
So there was this car.
So
doors were open, keys on the side.
Number one, I've got a couple for you. Number one, Asda a fair few years ago. It was summer. They'd got all their summer stock out. And I wanted a collapsible, one of those kind of garden beach chairs. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that just fold up into a long cylinder and you can just kind of throw it out with one arm, look really cool, put it down and sit down.
Yep.
I thought, oh, those ones look really nice. And they were, what were they? Something like £7.50 each.
Mm-hmm.
Picked it up, went to the self-scan, scanned it, 50p.
Yay.
I bought six of them. And I took them home, and Mum and Dad still have two of them in the back of their car to this day.
Yeah.
They've been a lifesaver, apparently, many, many times. I didn't feel guilty at all. I went in the next day. They were all gone. Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
There is no way they were meant to be 50p.
No, definitely not.
So that was, let's face it, that wasn't accidental. That was, holy shit, I'm going to buy more of these and see if it works. And it did.
Yeah.
Fine. Second one. When I used to work at the school, I was also doing every other hour of the day working on the ambulances. And I'd taken the ambulance to school because I was going to a boxing match that night. So I'd finish work, get changed my uniform, jump in the ambulance and drive to York Hall, which is down in Bethnal Green.
Mm-hmm.
Ambulance needed fuel. And I drove into the petrol station in Stanmore. I filled up with diesel. I walked in. I bought a Mars bar. I bought a bottle of Coke. Got back in the ambulance, drove a mile and went, oh fuck, I didn't pay for my pump of fuel.
In the ambulance.
In the ambulance. So I literally turned around, walked back and went, oh, I forgot to pay for fuel. But what was even worse was the telesis was, did you? I was like, yes. There's been like eight other vehicles by this point gone through this pump as well.
Yeah.
What did you think? All I can assume is she billed and I actually can't remember if she charged me the right amount or not in the end, but it's just like, I've literally just taken £100 with the diesel at least, and you didn't realise. Wish I hadn't turned around now.
I've not done that before.
No, I've never done it. I hadn't done it before. I've never done it since. It was just literally, I was in a rush. I needed a Mars bar. I needed a bottle of Coke for the journey because I wasn't going to get dinner for like another 2 hours. And that's what I went and just completely forgot. Because I had to use a fuel card for the fuel, not for the food. And that was purely it. So that was accidental theft.
Yeah.
T is committed accidental theft now.
Yeah.
At the grand old age of 2.5, he's committed accidental theft. Good lad. We went into the range. Not going to say which one. Went into the range. And as normal, he saw toy cars. So all I hear is, Daddy, car.
Yeah.
Car. So go over, and luckily this Ranger's really nice. They're die cast, but they're 99p. They're like Hot Wheels, but they're cheap brand. And at 99p each, I don't mind. So I let him choose two. 5 fucking minutes stood there. How about this one? Holds it close to his chest. Shows him another one. Holds it close to his chest. Oh, brilliant. Right, we're really into this one. Just those two. Take the pile away from cars. Show him another one. One gets lobbed on the floor, literally flung, and that's snatched instead. Eventually, we settle on two that he wants.
Yeah, this is so familiar.
This is like brilliant. Right, we've got two. I picked up the stuff I need to buy, gone through the tills, got to the car, and then all I hear him saying, car. Goes, we didn't pay for those, did we, T? No, we didn't. Oh, do I go back in? Do I kind of sheepish go, forgot to pay for these, sorry? We just drove off at that point. It's like, no, he's in his car seat already. He's comfortable. He's really happy he's got his cars. I'm not taking him out of the car to give them over to be scanned. It's £2. I'm sure something bad will happen to me in the future. I'll deal with it. It's fine.
Speaking of die-cast cars, to go on a tangent, we've got loads of like little boxes of all T's toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Particularly, we've got one where all of his die-cast Cars are the Pixar Cars. Mm-hmm, cars. Mm-hmm. He used to be obsessed with that. I've spoken about it here before. We love that film.
Lightning McQueen and whatever the hillbilly truck's called, Mater.
Mater.
He was, because I remember you had a double for Mater in case he lost it.
We had doubles of a lot of them.
Yeah.
It was Lightning McQueen, a particular version of Lightning McQueen. We got like three of them in the end.
Damn.
Because we had to make, because we lost one once and oh my God, it was the end of the world. But we're going through it and he was just chucking these cars back in this box because I asked him to pack everything away.
Yeah.
And I saw this one car and it was a special edition one of, have you seen the Cars films?
Yes.
So Doc is like that purple colour.
Yes.
At the end of the third film, you see Lightning McQueen.
In that purple colour.
Well, they made that.
Oh, cool.
And he has that one. One point in time, that was the most important thing to him in the entire world. And I saw him pick that car up and throw it in the box, put the lid on, put it away. And I just, a bit of me broke inside.
Oh, bless.
Thinking like, he's growing up. He doesn't
that
like his cars.
That day is
going to
come for us because his cars are his favourite thing. He takes a car to him. He takes a car to bed with him every night.
Yes.
And on the most part, he holds it all night. He does not let that car go.
Yeah,
unless he gets
that,
into
yeah.
such a really, 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 really deep sleep. By the morning, he's still got that car either under his arm, against his chest, or in his hand.
Yeah.
He adores his cars and he'll sit there playing his own little game. Doesn't want, I sit on the floor, so shall we play? Daddy up. Okay, I'll go and sit on the sofa then. Fine, I won't play with you little shitbag. Teach me for being a progressive parent.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just has his own little game and he doesn't want anyone, no interfering, and he has his own route. Anyway, so the die-cast cars, I thought, fuck it, it's £2. If something bad will happen to me, strike me down now. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll deal with it. No, instead it gets better. Because a week later, I take Kay to the range. And I buy about £120 worth of stuff. Stuff I need for the office. I got rid of some plastic drawers I fucking hated and replaced it with storage. I got this nice material storage box that I've just tapped so Rob can see. I bought 7 shelves to put my stuff up rather than using shitty cubes that I bought from Argos years ago because it makes it much more visible what I've actually got on there. And I think, hopefully you agree, it looks much nicer.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And once I finally get around to painting the holes in the wall again and sorting that out, I'll be a little bit happier. So I bought all of that and I was expecting it to come, I think in my head I totaled it to about £110. And I'd got some food from Iceland because every range has an Iceland in. And Kay is addicted to their chicken strips, which, by the way, Iceland-owned chicken strips has more chicken than Bird's Eye chicken.
Well, that's interesting.
It's like 95% chicken in the Iceland chicken strips and chicken nuggets, whereas the Bird's Eye one's like only above 80.
What's the other 5%?
Testicles. I've got something in your mouth there.
Hopefully it's breadcrumbs. Yeah.
Yeah, it is pure chicken breast though. They are really good. They're really yummy actually. I like them too. Anyway, so I'd bought quite a bit. Took them to the tills, and the first thing I did was I picked up all 7 shelves. And he saw me picking them. He's like, no, don't worry. Just give me one and I'll just scan the one and scan it as multiple. Mm-hmm. So no, don't worry. I'm already picking it up. I want you to count it because I don't like the idea of you thinking I've not done that. So I put it on there. Then I put our 3 bags of chicken strips on there as it was 3 for £10. And then I moved everything over and he scanned it as we went and I put it back in the drawer. £56 it came to in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I was scratching my head going, what the fuck's it? Maybe the shelves were on sale or something, because the shelves were like the most expensive bit. Even though they're just a piece of fucking wood and a couple of A-frame bits of metal, they're still expensive for some reason.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I needed them. I'd got a bit of money saved up for it. That's what I was doing. Anyway, I just assumed that maybe they'd been put in the wrong spot and actually they were only meant to be £2 or £3.
Yeah.
That would explain the half the price. Brilliant. Got out to the car. Out of the 7 shelves I paid for 1, because he scanned it and just marked it as 1 shelf.
Yep.
Out of the 3 bags of chicken he scanned, I paid for 1 bag of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 4 storage boxes I bought, I paid for 2 storage boxes.
How weird.
He just fucking, whatever he was on, just was just la 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 la. That'll do. I've scanned enough.
I think I said it to you before. I reckon he just pressed 7, scan.
Yeah, but what about everything else? He literally scanned half of the stuff I bought and just gave up, I think. And that was it. Paid 56 quid. And I got home and I said to Gemma, what do you think? And to be fair, she's quite the opposite to Miranda at this point, because Gem just went, oh, that's your lucky day then, isn't it? Score. Yeah. Fair enough. Even Kay said, we don't have to go back, do we? It's like, no, we don't have to go back.
Yeah. I think I'd feel different. Well, I think Miranda would feel different if we were, if we did that at a till with a person and it scanned through at 50p and nothing was said, she probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it's your fault. It's you didn't pick then. Up on that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you probably wouldn't have noticed it because she wouldn't have been looking at the price going through. She would have just paid it,
walked
got
away,
home,
then
and
looked
then
the
been
receipt
like,
and gone,
that was a lot cheaper than I thought.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of where I was. That's my stories of accidental theft. And if you've got an accidental theft story, send it to podcasts@channel84.co.uk and we'll read it out in the next episode. Thank you if you support us on Ko-fi. All that money that we get, which isn't much, but a little bit trickles in now and then, is all going towards new equipment, paying for our email system, paying for hosting of the web page, all that sort of stuff. It doesn't go towards food or just presents for me and Rob. It goes towards things we're going to do for the show. For example, we've got a challenge video coming out in the next month or so, hopefully, where we're doing a bit of a run around charity shops and we have to buy very, very specific things that we have no idea are until Gem gives them to us. So we'll be using the money for that sort of thing. So it all helps the show and it goes towards the show. So thank you very much. And if you do want to donate, head over to channel84.co.uk where there's the links for it and you can quite easily do it through that. If you would like to be on the next episode of the Channel 84 Variety Show, we would like to hear from you. Send us your weird dreams. They can be weird, they can be sexy, they can be just fucked up for all I care. Just send them to podcasts@channel84.co.uk and we will either read them out or if you record yourself telling us that dream, we'll play your voice on the podcast as well. What more can you ask for?
I loved those embarrassing story ones.
The embarrassing stories is one of my favourite episodes. Yeah. So I'm really hoping that we get some weird dreams because I think that's going to be great fun. And I've got some very weird dreams.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do as well.
Yep.
Mainly because we are parents of children who don't sleep through the night properly.
Yeah, you get some fucked up dreams.
La, la, la. Yeah, otherwise, thank you very much for listening. It's always very much appreciated. You can find us on various social media. And the easiest place to find out about that is go to channel84.co.uk. And you can find our Twitter, Threads, TikTok, Insta, Blue Sky, Discord stuff all there. It's mainly @_channel84 for the Variety Show or @_untitledtrek.
Yay!
Which is Rob's Twitter account. You can email both of us on podcasts@channel84.co.uk, which comes to both of us. If you want to speak to me independently, tj@channel84.co.uk. Or if you want to speak to Rob independently, it's rob@channel84.co.uk. And if you want to email our patrons, Saint Karen, who deals with all our complaints.
Yeah.
She does, honest. patronsaint@channel84.co.uk.
She deals with social media, complaints, security for events, interviews.
rectal examination. That's another one she deals with.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all the email addresses as well. Discord is our little community base that we're trying to build up at the moment. If you want to join that, go to channel84.co.uk/Discord and you can go straight to the site without needing the invite, which is really useful. Otherwise, we will see you in 2 weeks' time. Next week is another Untitled Trek show.
Lower Deck special.
It is the Lower Deck special indeed. Support Lower Decks. We need to get it saved. And you can find out more about that in that episode. Otherwise, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Love you.
Oh, I love you too. Oh, good boy.
Talking to the listener.
Thank you for listening to the Channel 84 Variety Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. Excelsior.